This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Everyone I talk to is so excited for gardening season this year. I spotted a beautiful verbena I plan to use in at least one container. Sparkling amethyst is a stunner in part to full sun, with blooms from spring to fall. This proven winner's edition is part of their Superbena series. The white and amethyst bicolor flowers are also attractive to butterflies. It grows to just about a foot tall, but it spreads about 30 inches. Great in a container, but also great in a landscape bed. They also don't need deadheading. Another awesome annual bloomer from spring to fall is Gomphrena, also called globe amaranth. Truffula pink grows to about 2 feet by 2 feet, and the hot pink flowers perform well in hot, humid climates. It's also great as a cut flower. It's heat and drought tolerant, and the bees and butterflies love it too. I'm sort of on a proven winner's bandwagon at the moment. No, they don't pay me, but there's a beautiful reblooming hydrangea macrophylla in their Let's Dance series called Skyview. It's new in garden centers this year. It grows 3 feet tall with a 4 foot spread. Hardy to zone 4A, the flowers are pink unless you amend your soil with aluminum sulfate or you have acidic soil. Proven Winners adds, you'll also love how easy this cultivar is to turn blue, which is what we recommend since it's so spectacular this way. Flowers emerge a beautiful sky blue with a honeydew green eye before maturing to a full sky blue. Again, you need a soil with a pH below 6.5. I have pictures and links to more information on GardenBite.com. You know that I'm an advocate for native plants, but it's still okay to have a tree. It's like having a Snickers bar or something. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.